it's Brian and Trisha. Have you ever been in the market to just look for an umbrella?
Like have you ever just buy one?
Yeah, have you ever just thought, I need to buy an umbrella?
The amount of effort, time, and thought I have put into umbrellas usually is, oh, they sell umbrellas here. I'm going to grab one.
So you have purchased umbrellas.
I have probably 6 or 8 of them scattered around cars and my house and stuff.
I know.
But there's never been thought or effort or shopping or peer reviews or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have several umbrellas, but I mean, typically I don't remember to bring them. There may be one in the car. Hopefully there's one in the car. I know there's one in mine, but I feel like everybody's car should have an umbrella. But I am not going to purchase an umbrella from this company. Gucci and Adidas, they are catching heat for teaming up and they are offering a $1,300 umbrella.
What's it made out of? Seal skin?
It is not made out of something waterproof. It's not even waterproof.
So it's a parasol.
So it will not protect you from the rain. Gucci says that it's meant for sun protection or decorative use.
It's a parasol, not an umbrella.
$1,300. So I guess if you have $1,300 and you want to spend, I mean, it's red and green and white. And on the inside, it's red. And it's got a Gucci look. It's a G. A handle that's in the shape of G for Gucci. And it's got the
G, that sounds stupid.
It's got the Adidas logo on the top, on like several. It doesn't look like $1,300 worth. Well, no umbrella looks like $1,300 worth for me.
All right, you want to know the funny thing? The best umbrella I ever remember owning ever was one my wife got for free from a store that specializes in undergarments for ladies.
Okay.
And it's a chain.
Yeah.
And it was pink and black and white. And somehow it ended up in my vehicle. So whenever I would go to soccer games for years, and because we had two kids.
Did it say pink on it?
It had the brand name on there.
Well, I mean, that's kind of interchangeable. Pink is interchangeable with that.
It did say that, but it also had brand name on it. It was very obvious what this was. It wasn't like, is that? It was like, that is. People would laugh. And they'd
I bet they would.
Look at you with your such and such undergarment umbrella. And
Underbrella.
Underbrella. And you know what?
You it laughed never, back because
ever
you were
leaked.
Like, I'm dry.
It was a big umbrella, and it like curved just right to keep you dry even when it was raining sideways. And I would stand under it and laugh and go, yeah, number one, you don't even have an umbrella, and you're getting wet right now. I don't care. I'm dry.
Good for you.
I'm married. I have no shame.
Good for you.
It didn't matter to me.
You know what?
It finally broke, but that was the best umbrella I ever had.
My umbrella that I have in my car, it's one of those compact ones, and so it fits in the door, but
it's not good for two people.
Well, I've only used it myself. We have rain jackets in the car too,
right.
So it's, you know, we use one or the other.
But this one was big enough two people could stand under.
Mine is the Elizabeth Town Police Department.
Oh.
It says Elizabeth Town Police on it.
Oh.
And so, thank you, Elizabeth Town Police Department, for keeping me dry.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if they have them anymore, but, you know, I've had it for several years.
There'd be a run on them today.
Well, and I used to have a big golf umbrella.
Uh-huh.
But that thing, I mean, if that got away from me.
Because of all the golfing that you do.
Oh, I know, right? I mean, but it would fit all of us underneath there. But holding on to that thing, when you're in a windy storm, like.
It's a wing.
And then little pieces pop off. And so it kind of, you have to like strap it back down again. I'm like, oh, finally. I don't know where that thing is. Probably in the trash somewhere.
Well, I miss my umbrella from that company that sold undergarments.